What's going on? Peace, world, peace, world. All is well. I hope all is well for all those out there that's going through, you know, this transition of normalcy in so many ways. This 7, and I just being MIA, working on my mind, body, and spirit. I've also, you know, realized that meditation is very powerful. When you got a place in your life where you really need to settle down, not just settle down as in a relationship with someone, but settle down as in a relationship with yourself. And the myth of that, when you meditate, you can manifest things. You know, our bodies carry energy. And when we send them out there inside the universe, things come back to what we think. You know, everything starts with the mind. The mind is the master. I say all that to say this. The only way you can truly win going through the process of progression is being willing to sacrifice. Even when it seems impossible, you may have to sacrifice places, people, or things. Because when you got people inside your life that's sitting at your table, that's not, you know, good for you. You must remove them. When you remove those people or remove those places and remove those things, something will always fulfill that. Something better, something greater. Sometimes it could be worse though. Don't get me wrong on that. But you should be able to see that coming before it actually comes, before you actually welcome a person at your table to sit and eat. Well, I have done that. And the nonprofit foundation, organization, you know, how came into my life, called Positive Transitioning. They're located, you know, main base is out of Ohio, and they starting to do a lot of things with helping people that's incarcerated inside these prison walls and gates. And they have helped me on multiple levels. They help with growth from the inside, you know, and they also help people re-enter into the community the proper way. And with them doing so, it's so profound that a person can really actually see the growth of themselves if they really want that. If they really, really, really take the time out to really grow inside and do the things that need to be done in order to prevail in life. And us as a community, as a whole, we must understand that people that's inside just made a mistake, and that's the only thing that's separating you from them. Because at the end of the day, you make the wrong mistake, you can find yourself in a fucked up position too. Excuse my language, but you can find yourself in a messed up place. And that's from losing focus. So with Positive Transitioning, they are for the community. And we can't have a real community without the unity. And you can't even spell community without even having unity inside of it. And when we sit here, we look at the world, the environment we live in can't be 25% of what our children can become. So if we don't sit here and cultivate the elevate, then we'll find ourselves going backwards. We'll find ourselves forever continuing repeating the cycle of being victim towards the system, of actually falling down and doing things that we should not be doing in the long haul, because in the long haul, if we're not sitting here elevating ourselves, we're only killing ourselves physically, mentally, psychologically, financially at times as well. So with that being said, I would really truly like to thank Positive Transitioning for coming into my life at a time of need, when I needed someone to really uplift me, when I needed someone to help me grow from this inside situation of the trauma and the things that I'm dealing with. And when y'all do get time or get a chance, please check out Positive Transition. Please look them up. They take donations and they helping people re-enter into this community the proper way. for those who may sit here and speak on gun violence, positive transitioning, they'll help with that. Because in order to really sit here and change the community and change the ones that's incarcerated, it starts with the mind. So if a person is actually trying the fruits, the vegetables, the proper vitamins, the proper minerals to refine the individual mind for criminal activities, then I advise everyone to be a part of that. You can contact Positive Transitioning online, Positive Transitioning Incorporated online. You can also call 380-215-0818. You can also call 380-215-1550. And they got a couple more other numbers. Like, it will be really, 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 really good, not just for yourself, but also for the community. Because in life, sometimes it's not about just us, but life is bigger than just us. And the overall picture, everything in life is necessary, as long as you learn a lesson from it. With that being said, I appreciate your time and your energy, and thank you for listening. Peace with blessings. I am Seven.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.